I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, if there's one thing that momager Kris Jenner has taught her children, it's how to use your children to promote your business.
How to market your kids to make you more money. Yeah, Kylie Jenner, she took out a billboard in the middle of West Hollywood to commemorate her daughter Stormy's first birthday. Now you think, oh, that's really cool, right?
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, this was actually to launch the Stormy collection of her makeup line,
which she said she's been dying to do ever since Stormy was born. So while most...
Because that's what a baby needs is makeup.
New moms are in the hospital and they're nursing their child or loving their child. Whatever. She's thinking business opportunities.
She's thinking of glitter packs.
She's thinking of glitter packs.
Oh,
exactly.
Boy.
Now, this story really got Salt in his dander up this morning about Halsey has to apologize for it. Some remarks that just were taken completely out of context.
Halsey literally deleted a tweet after she got a bad review from Pitchfork.
Okay.
Now, Pitchfork is it's a music website that they do a lot of reviews, a lot of indie music, but also mainstream music. And she, after the bad review, said, I wish that whatever basement Pitchfork operates out of would collapse. You know, the building would collapse on
okay.
it. She had no idea that the building that Pitchfork is in is in New York City and is actually in the new building that is on the World Trade Center site.
Yeah.
So people are saying, oh, wow, that's a distasteful 9/11 joke. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And she herself went out, deleted the tweet and said, I'm so sorry about it. And I'm like, this is one of those situations where you do not apologize because you did absolutely nothing wrong.
Does anyone really think that she knew where Pitchfork was?
Yeah.
And then made a comment that would attach
already.
That comment to 9/11?
One thing had nothing to do with the other, people.
By the way, who's ever heard of Pitchfork? I mean,
oh,
come on, give me a break.
Come on, you're better than that, everybody.
Wendy Williams has addressed the elephant in the room.
We have a lot of these situations that crop up, you know, in the news and everything like that. Has anyone ever admitted, that was me?
No one except,
would give that guy a high five.
No one, even Larry King won't admit it. And we all know what he's doing under his
come on.
96.5 TIC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.